This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. About to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case for loving you.
All right. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. I'm seeing this little article here on porcupine barbs helping wound healing. This isn't the first time we heard that a porcupine barb, that's what they call, hey, Barb. Barb. I think I have a distant cousin by the name of Barb. I think she goes by Babs. Hey, Babs. I don't know, that's just something cool that you know, they used to do, I guess, in the 50s and 60s. Like, Babs was a real cool name. I wonder if Dahlia will ever become cool or not. Hey, Dahl. So my nickname is supposed to be Dahl, but like D-A-L, Dahl. But I don't, nobody, yeah, it just, nothing catches, nothing, yeah. But that's right. Yeah, the only thing that goes viral with me is some infectious disease. But let's go back to porcupine barbs. Anyway, can I call them quails? I really don't like the word barb. Quails, can I use quails? Okay. So apparently researchers have decided to take these little quails, which are kind of sharp, and use them as a type of surgical staple. And they say, guess what? It could be less painful than a staple. Now, some of you will say, well, I have been stapled, and I, you know, that's not really saying much. Yeah, I love the staple. Did you guys know that in surgery, we'll staple you together? When I was in medical training, I thought that was the coolest thing, you know, because, you know, you're doing sutures, and you're sewing, and all that. And then all of a sudden, one of the surgeons would come out with a stapler and just start stapling your skin together, and it would work. And it really holds nicely. And the staples are stainless steel or some sort of titanium. I don't know what it is, but some metal. It's probably stainless steel. And they, I'll look it up. And they hold the wound together. They approximate it together. It's a lot easier to manipulate and less time. You could close a wound in probably a third the time using a stapler. And then there's actually a sterile staple removal that we use to take out the staples. It doesn't look like the jaws that we have on our desks at work. It looks like a, kind of looks like a pliers where you stick the underside under the, I love removing staples from a person's head or from a person's body. I love removing staples. You know, you have that Dr. Pimple Popper out there, and she kind of loves, gets off, you know, popping people's pimples or whatever. Me, I really love taking out staples. And so you get to slide that staple removal under the staple, and then you press down. And when you press down, it puts pressure on the middle of the staple, and then the sides, the legs of the staple, just come up. And the staple doesn't fold under like a staple on a piece of paper. You know how the staple, you punch it, and then the legs fold in? That's not the way this works with the staple. With the skin, it just goes in straight, so then it's very easy to pull them out. Sometimes they bend. So it's really cool. And you want to know what I think? You want to know why I think the staple came out? I think that was men's revolt against sewing. You know, we could try to be as progressive as possible and, you know, try to say, look, sewing is not a girly thing. You know, tools aren't a guy thing. But when you really look at people's instinct, guys, men especially, I don't think like to sew. I don't think men, even the surgeons, are really into the whole take a needle, have your little pinky out, run the thread through. I don't like to sew either. So I think some guy, I got to look it up, but I think some man, you know, some burly guy said, you know what, I want to use a Home Depot tool. I'm not going to sew. This isn't Home Ec. And And so he devised this staple gun. That's what it's called. It's called a staple gun, kind of. And we, you know, a surgical stapler. And he did that. And the guys loved it. I remember when the guys were doing this in surgery. They're like, yeah, yeah. And their voices would lower. You know, nah, get that thread away from me. Get that suture away from me. All right, give me a staple. And they would go, and I was like, okay, guys, you don't understand, okay? You know, coming from a long line of women who worked clerical, the actual staple isn't really a guy tool. It would kind of be, in the olden days, considered a woman's tool, back in the old, you know, girly versus guy days. So now I've seen guys with a staple, and I was like, no, that's not burly. I thought you guys were all sexier sewing with the suture. It really is. You know, watching a guy do needlework can kind of be sexy for some of us. Now, so, you know, put away this whole idea of, you know, guy thing versus girl thing, because you trying to come up with staples didn't really make surgery more manly. But boy, their voices got low. I do it too. You know, I see somebody with staples. If I see somebody with sutures, I tell the nurse, excuse me, nurse, can you get me the, suture scissors so I could remove the suture? But when there's a staple, I'm like, nurse, I got to take out the staples. You know, give me the staple remover. My voice goes low too. There's just something about it. It's just crazy. When you see the little delicate suture, it's like, oh, so delicate. And then your voice goes high. I say, the staples. You know, beef. All right, so back to the porcupine. Surgeons perform more than 4 million operations annually using sutures and staples to close wounds. And they're supposed to aid healing. So apparently, some researchers found that to hold tissue together, the porcupine quill has specialized hairs on it that lie flat against the animal's body. When threatened, you know, the porcupine erects them. And, oh, which, by the way, I'm sure an erectile dysfunction drug might want to look into that, too. I hope you guys are. I mean, I'm no joke. No joke. However, the erectile movement happens with these porcupine quills. Yeah, I think you guys are onto something if you're looking at that for erectile dysfunction. That's not a blood flow issue. Attention! Anyway, the quills are these specialized hairs. And apparently, they have aposematic coloration. I don't know what the hell they do. Anyway, the barbs are hard to remove, and so they could be helpful in sutures. Okay, there we go. Let's move on. 1-877-DOLLY. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American incontinent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Dr. Dahlia Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. It's getting ugly, people. I told you guys it's going to get ugly. It is getting ugly. First of all, big thanks to Genesis Communications Network, who make this show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, who's working the dials, who isn't ugly, he's cute. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Even those of you who are ugly, thank you guys for tuning in. Sorry, I have to transition to the story. I started the story, and I got to keep the transition going. Sorry, I got to inter-suture that thread of the term ugly. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really, really do appreciate it. We really do. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, Dr. Dahlia Show. All right. Ugly, ugly, ugly. It's getting ugly. Orthodox Jewish yeshivas are banned from sending unvaccinated students to school in New York. New York is kind of on the forefront, right? They're at the preface of making these big moves that kind of seem to shock everybody, and then it just sticks. You know, like, you know, okay, we're banning cup sizes. Not breast cup. Cup sizes in the fast food. We're gonna ban large cups. You only do small. You're like, what? It's stuck. You go to a New York restaurant, the cup is small. I don't get it. New York kind of does that kind of stuff. Well, now Orthodox Jewish schools in New York have been ordered to ban unvaccinated students, as measles cases in the city continue to climb at an alarming rate within the Orthodox community. The New York City Department of Health said in a bulletin Monday that yeshivas are basically Orthodox Jewish schools. You learn Hebrew, you learn Bible, scripture, and you learn, as well as you learn everything else, math, science, all that. And these are in Williamsburg, Brooklyn. And if the yeshiva doesn't comply, they'll face fines and possible closure. In a similar directive late last year, the department ordered yeshivas and child care centers in the Orthodox Jewish community in the area to keep unvaccinated students out of school during the measles outbreak. One school, which violated the mandate, they say has been linked to more than 40 cases, according to the Washington Post. They say this outbreak is being fueled by a small group of anti-vaxxers in these neighborhoods. That's according to Health Commissioner Oxyris Barbeau. They have been spreading dangerous misinformation based on fake science. Now, Barbeau is a pediatrician. He says, "We stand with the majority of people in this community who have worked hard to protect their children and those at risk. We've seen a large increase in the number of people vaccinated in these neighborhoods. But as Passover approaches, we need to do all we can to ensure more people get the vaccine." And again, I'm really torn with this. We're going to talk about this. The health department said 285 measles cases have been recorded in Brooklyn and Queens over the past 6 months, most of them in Orthodox Jewish communities. There's been a reluctance to vaccinate children. Williamsburg has the highest number of cases, 228, followed by Borough Park, Brooklyn, with 49. Now, they say the outbreak in the area was tied to a child who had not received the measles, mumps, rubella vaccine and contracted the disease when he went to Israel. Since then, there have been additional people from Brooklyn and Queens who were unvaccinated and acquired measles while in Israel. Now, U.S. health officials said this week that the number of measles cases across the country has climbed to 465, which is the highest number in the past 5 years. So, it was supposed to be eradicated back in 2000. Now, cases have cropped up. In 2014, 667 cases were reported. We look like, if we're already at 465, we're on our way to surpass that. The disease was reported at a rate of 1.83 cases per day. Measles is contagious, and if it gets nasty, it could cause pneumonia, hearing loss, brain damage, encephalitis, and even death, according to the CDC. All right. How many people were getting hit? Well, before the measles vaccine was launched in 1963, about 3 to 4 million patients were infected each year. 400 to 500 would die each year. 1,000 would suffer a severe complication known as encephalitis. Now, these numbers are really important, because after we started vaccination, we almost eradicated it in the year 2000. But at its peak, 400 to 500 children died. Okay, to me, 400 to 500 too many. But I'm going to now bring up flu. Because even though I'm pro-vaccine, you guys know I'm pro-vaccine. I defend our vaccination system. I support more transparency in vaccination side effects. I support those who are scared that their child's going to have a side effect because somebody in their family had a side effect. So I see both sides, I do, but I am on the side of pro-vaccine. But at the peak of measles, before the 1963 vaccine, 400 to 500 children would die from measles. Now, how many children die from the flu? Well, we've had a lot. I think this last flu season, we had a few hundred. Before that, we had 80,000 people in this country die a flu-related illness last year. And so the one thing that's kind of bothering me about all this is you have all these bannings and fines and all that, you know, saying, you know, if you send your unvaccinated kid to school or you allow kids to come into your school unvaccinated, we close you down. Yet, public schools allowed unvaccinated kids, especially to the flu, come in. Nobody did anything there. Oh, we don't want to tick off all the people. We have a lot more people that don't vaccinate against the flu. Well, you need to be consistent here. And I'm not saying they're picking on the Jews. I'm not saying that because they're also, I don't want to go down that route. But it is suspicious, even if their intention, because here's the thing, if I was a health department, you do have to, no matter what the disease is, contain. This health department, in its defense, has to do something. When you have an outbreak, the health department has to do something to contain. And if this is a disease that can't be contained with vaccination, then you either need to quarantine or separate the unvaccinated from the vaccinated. Because some people who were vaccinated are still getting it. And maybe the vaccine wasn't strong enough, maybe they got a bad batch, maybe this measles is stronger than it was, the New York City Department of Health is doing something, all right? And they have to. They're liable if they don't. But I want to know how many of these measles cases are kids that were vaccinated. I'd like to know, of the 400 cases in the country, how many of those kids were actually vaccinated? Because if so, somebody needs to look at the super measles that we got. And then number two, if you're doing this in the name of, if you are threatening schools and threatening to shut them down in the name of you want to protect the public, then why didn't you do that with flu? Why are you only doing it now with measles? Because it's popular? Because it's a small, finite community, so you're not worried about votes? I mean, I hate this, but you see, it looks suspicious. And like I said, I'm on the side of vaccines, and I'm on the side of public health departments doing what they need to do. I will support public health departments. I will support the vaccine movement, because I'm pro-vaccine. But this is looking a little suspicious, even if it's all with good intentions. And that's what kind of bothers me. Yes, we do need to contain the measles outbreak. But then if you're going to have this attitude and you're going to have this protocol that we're going to fine, we're going to threaten closure, we're going to ban people from public places, then do it with the flu. Oh, no, the city will be in an uproar. Well, that's why you're hearing an uproar of the people that this is happening to with measles. You know, science is not supposed to be political, and it's not supposed to be popular. So you can't pick and choose which outbreaks you're going to be proactive with. But that's what I'm starting to see. And I don't know, it just doesn't sit right with me. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Several hearings on Capitol Hill this morning, including one where Border Patrol and ICE officials are testifying to a Senate committee on increasing migration to the U.S. southern border. Amid DHS Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen's resignation on Capitol Hill, Republican chairman of the panel, Ron Johnson, says the number of apprehensions at the border has doubled since the Obama administration.
But 240,000 people in less than 6 months, and that compares to 120,000 in 2014, the year that President Obama correctly labeled that a humanitarian crisis.
Meanwhile, at a U.S. House hearing, Attorney General Bill Barr tells lawmakers he hopes to release a redacted report from the special counsel Robert Mueller on the Russia investigation within a week. Democrats are still pressing for it to be released in its entirety and not redacted. And this is USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Dr. Dolly is show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook at Dr. Dolly is show. So I had a little bit of a dramatic morning this morning. My son comes in, you know, while I'm getting ready. I was already dressed. And he comes in. You know, the kids got to walk around, you know, their underwear. Guys are so lucky. They get to just walk around in their boxer briefs, right? You know? And, you know, so, you know, I yell, I go, get dressed. You got to go to school. Hi, Mom. I'm like, hi, what's going on? You know, and he even just woke up. He goes, there's something up with the cats. I'm like, go to school. I don't really give a damn about the cats right now. You're late. I'm late. Get your tushy dressed. This is stupid. Move tushy now. He's like, but there's something going on with the cats. So I'm like, all right. You know, he says, I think there's something in the house. So while he's still scratching himself, I decide to go, and you know, my makeup's not on, and I'm not really good When, you know, when I'm all dressed and looking all good, makeup's good or whatever, then I can function. But when I don't have my face on, I'm not ready. So anyway, so I run over there, and you see the cats surrounding the suitcase. And I'm like, it's fine. The cats just want to leave. Okay? They want to leave. They want to go take a trip. Power to you. Godspeed. See ya. Mom, I think there's something in the house. I go, okay. Then you know what you need to do? You need to lift up the suitcase. Okay? Do you want me to get a broom? You know, where's Daddy? So Daddy's asleep. So I got one kid in his underwear. The other kid totally late for school. I don't know what the heck he's doing, right? I don't have my face on, and the cats are surrounding the suitcase. And I just want everybody to just leave and go on vacation, you know? I'm just kind of in that kind of a mood. I was not in a mood. So I'm like, well, you know what? We just had a mouse incident 2 nights ago, right? You know, Snowball found a mouse. So I'm like, you know what? Okay, it's probably a mouse. You know, everybody get ready. It could spread disease. You know, get ready to jump super high. You know, we got this. Instead, and maybe it's because it's Easter, you know, time, it was a rabbit. And it was a pretty big size rabbit that was under this suitcase, under the, I don't know how it flattened out to be under the suitcase. And the rabbit starts to scamper, and my cat, the one, the latest one that was my boss's cat, his wife had been allergic to cats, so we adopted her. So we got her when she was 13 years old. So now she's 14 years old, and she's mean. She's mean. She grabs the cat by the neck and then starts growling at all of us. Meanwhile, I'm like, oh, my God, because I guess one of my Facebook buddies said that cat saliva is toxic to bunny rabbits. And so we're trying to pry this rabbit, who could have rabies, out of the cat's, like, teeth. And that cat really had, I mean, I thought the rabbit was dead because the rabbit wouldn't move. And then we got the rabbit out. Rabbit bolts cats faster than us. Meanwhile, I'm like, oh, my gosh, you know, this could be an omen. You know, this is Easter time. And so I post. So what did I do? So what I did is I posted pictures on Facebook. For some reason, I find that things get taken care of. For some reason, everything just works out when I post on Facebook. So I posted a poll on Facebook on how to pry the rabbit out of the cat's mouth. And you guys could go on the Dr. Dahlia show. You could see this. It's, you know, and the rabbit's alive. The rabbit was alive. So anyway, somehow my kid got a stick through the cat's mouth to open up the jaw. Isn't that what you have to do with snakes, where you have to kind of grab the neck and while the jaw's open? I don't know. I don't touch a snake's mouth. But anyway, we were able to get the rabbit. We got the rabbit. The rabbit's alive. The rabbit is alive. A little shaken up. I don't see bleeding. But Felix writes, Dr. D, my wife and I abdicate and rescue wildlife here in New Jersey. If a rabbit has open wounds, it needs treatment just like a human. Cat saliva is very toxic to small animals. He, she needs antibiotics ASAP. Well, yeah, don't go to, you know, telemedicine or urgent care. You really don't get antibiotics anymore. It's almost impossible to get antibiotics these days now. Please just don't release it. Don't worry, I'm not going to release that because the cats, I'm not releasing the rabbit. Hope for the best. If you don't feel comfortable, please consult a vet. Thanks for caring. And I'm like, oh, no, we're all already on it. So my son, you know, finally got some pants on, and I hope they took a shower this morning. Oh, the other kid. Yeah, then the other kid wakes up scratching his butt in his underwear. What's going on? I go, we got a rabbit scampering around the house. We got a rabbit. Right? So I'm like, come on. So, you know, and then finally we got my husband out of bed. He didn't want to get out of bed. I'm like, we got, like, rodents in the house. And I know you all don't think this is a big deal, but to me, having vermin, even if it's as cute as a little baby rabbit, in the house running around with a cat that is about to tear the rabbit's head off. So I contacted the family that used to own the cat. And they're like, yeah, the cat used to take rabbit's heads off all the time. And you gave me this cat. Why? Why do I have the flipping cat? I don't even work for my boss anymore, and I still have the cat. It's okay. I like the boss. But, yeah, he's not my boss anymore, so now I can tell him what to do with the cat. But anyway, so little kind of, you know, scary time for me and animals. But the reason why I bring this up is a lot of us do things with our animals, right? Like coochie-coochie-coo. I do something called the boopy-dippy-doo game. The boopy-dippy-doo game I only do with the vicious cat. The other cats really aren't that vicious, but it's this one. This one will try to slice you to pieces, this cat, the one we adopted, my boss cat. And so I do something called the boopy-dippy-doo game. I don't know why. I don't do it with the other cats, where I take my little finger and I start to like inchworm it over to the cat going boopy-dippy-doo. Okay, and just the boopy-dippy-doo sounds like so annoying. And the second I start to oopy-doopy-doo, the cat's ears go back. And the cat's ears go back, and it starts to get into war mode, right? You know, where it's getting ready to take my little oopy-doopy-doo index finger. And stupid me, I use my right hand. I shouldn't, because I'm right-handed. So I should really oopy-doopy-doo with the left hand. But I do it with the right because I'm very right dominant. I can't use my left hand for anything. All it does is hold my Apple Watch. I can't do anything with my left hand. So here I am, you know, getting ready for my oopy doopy doo playtime assault. Meanwhile, the cat is trying to strategize how to go for my jugular. And I don't know why I don't smarten up and stop doing that, but I think it's like a challenge for me. I want to be able to inchworm my finger up to her to tickle her without her biting, and then I think I'll win. It's like one of these challenges. You know, like the Indiana Jones, where he had to kind of get the idol or that gold thing, you know, and, you know, he knew it was dangerous, you know, but he just had to do it. That's me. I'm Indiana Jones trying to oopy-doopy-doo tickly my cat. And, you know, you have animals among you, even if it's fluffy, even if it's... And the reason why I tell you this is because I get calls from people who get shredded by their dog. You know, and they'll have really nasty bites on their face, near their eye, near their... And they're like, yeah, what's my dog? And I'm like, you know, is he rabid? Is he foaming about? No. It's just, you know, he was fighting with another dog. And so when your animals are in their zone, their animalistic, not their domesticated zone, but in their wild, I am like fighting for my life, I am ticked off zone, stay the hell away from them. Because these, I think our pets can one day just turn around and just kill us, and we don't even realize. Remember that one animal? Remember was eating off a person's toe? Because he had a diabetic toe, our animals will eat us. 1-877-DOT-SALLY.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Jean is very short and sweet with this one. She goes, I'm 68 and single. Need help. So we've been probably not talking as much about the dating scene out there, you know, getting out there and getting it on and, you know, what sex is like now. I mean, I don't ask me about sex. I hear it's still pretty good. Not, I've been married. I've been married. I haven't been out there for the last 22 years. I've been married 22 years. Yeah, I've been married since 1996. So we're going to be going on our 23rd year of marriage. I know. Lord have mercy. I did write a book with my mom on The Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating.
You guys can go to my website and check it out if you want. It's on Amazon. But to some of you guys are kind of new out there. I did get an email a few months ago from a gentleman who's dating saying, you know, women his age don't want to have sex. And so I want to actually address both of those. Okay, let's first talk about that, and then let's figure out how we could get Gene laid. Gene needs to date somebody. I'm sorry. Okay, so going back to the gentleman from a couple months ago, you know, women his age don't want to have sex. Okay, so guys, okay, you older seasoned guys, okay, I don't like to use the word seniors, baby boomers, you know, baby boomers, a lot of baby boomers, some middle age out there, okay? When you're out there, you do have a lot of, just because we have Tinder and all these hookup apps, etc., it doesn't necessarily mean your average 55, 60, 65-year-old woman has changed her old-school thinking. I mean, even me, I have very old-school thinking. I'm not going to sleep with somebody on the first date. I mean, I still, you know, am uncomfortable with the idea of sex out of marriage, out of wedlock. And so for you guys out there, if you're meeting women who are religious, you know, or meeting women with those sort of, beliefs and, beliefs, you're not going to hook up with those women. Okay. But then you have a group of women that is interested in intimacy and having sex, not really confined by the rules of marriage, but they're not really interested in having sex. What could be going on? Well, one is there could be some physical issues. She could be having some vaginal dryness, especially if she's having menopause. It could hurt. But even though that could be overcome with KY and things like that, what's probably going through her head, guys, all right, if I could tell you what's going on through a woman's mind, is number one is what's going on through a woman's mind who's 55 or 60 is I don't look like the way I did in my 20s. And I don't want to take off my clothes. So that's one thing. And how you can overcome that is, you know, you can say, you know, look, if you aren't comfortable taking off your clothes, that's fine. I just want to be close to you. And there are kind of ways to be intimate without all the clothes being taken off. Okay? I know that kind of sounds odd because people think you have to be completely naked. But if she's more comfortable wearing a blouse, wearing a bra, whatever, you know, don't push it. She just might not be comfortable because she doesn't have the flat tummy anymore. She doesn't have the perky breasts anymore. Another thing that an older woman is thinking about is she can't move like she used to. I got the moves like Jagger. We don't have the moves like Jagger not that Jagger had the moves. But when we age, you know, we can't do all the, you know, things that maybe we can, but to an older woman that hasn't done that with her, you know, previous spouse of all those years, that's really intimidating. So some women may be thinking, oh my gosh, do I have to, you know, be in certain positions that I don't? No, you don't. You know, if you do not have to be in any position you don't want. But guys, you know, if you're out there and you're thinking, well, gosh, you know what? You know, why does she not want to have sex with me? You might need to put her at ease that, you know, you won't make her do anything that she's uncomfortable with. You know, because they may have these misconceptions that they have to do all these certain things. Some women out there are very, very intimidated by oral sex. Now, I know you guys are like, okay, I'm done. I'm out of here. Guys, okay? A lot of women may have some concerns with that part of the sexual repertoire. Some of them may change their mind once you're involved and you're more intimate. Others may never change your mind. You need to decide what's more important to you. Is it being with somebody who you want to be with, or is it just the repertoire? You guys have every right to, you know, move on and find somebody else. You have every right to do that. You don't have to stay with somebody you don't want to. But realize these are certain things that they're thinking. Because remember, women, a lot of women, we study up. But like, if my husband ever left me, if Corey left me, God forbid, and I'm out there alone, I would be at the library, Dewey Decimal System. I would be looking up and Googling everything, okay? What is all the newest stuff? What should my underwear be? What, I mean, I would be all... And you'd think I should do that now so he doesn't leave me, but too much work. But if I find myself alone and single, I'm reading up. I'm going to call up every millennial I know and go, okay, what am I supposed to be doing? Even if they don't want to talk to me about it. And so, I mean, I'm going to do my research. But realize, guys, if she's doing her research, some of the stuff is going to probably freak her out. And so you need to kind of put her at ease that, you know, you're not going to have to do all the things that, you know, people are claiming. You don't have to do 50 Shades of Grey. So, you know, maybe just 49 of them. All right. So, you know, when a woman doesn't want to have sex, there are, again, it could be biological, physical, physiological, it could be mental. All right. And let her be honest. I would rather you guys have an honest conversation. Because if sex is very important to you, and she's like, I really don't want to, I just want to be friends with somebody. Okay, well then you know, you know, she's somebody you'd be a friend with. But, you know, we don't have a lot of time in this world to, you know, try to, you know, force a relationship to work that may not work for you. Now, what do we do with Jean? Jean's out there, she's new, you know, needs help. The dating scene is tough. And a lot of older people will go online. And in that book that I wrote with my mom, The Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating, we do have a chapter in there on how to prevent scams and how to protect yourself. If some guy is writing you poetry who you've never met and says they love you without even meeting you in person, that's a big red flag, people. Big red flag. If anybody's asking for money, if somebody's talking about their money issues, if their picture, you know... seems cut off or cropped, you know, there's certain red flags. So we have this in the book. But you can find love. There's a lot of people out there that do find other people. You know, we don't really have, you know, discos and, you know, bars and things like that like we did in the olden days where you can meet people, you know, in person. And that is intimidating. I don't think I would go to a bar to meet somebody. But online is probably going to be online or a church or in the social clubs. And we don't have a lot of social clubs. We do. We have a lot of political clubs. There's a lot of Republican, Democrat clubs, things like that. And they turn social. But I think we really need to have more and more social, you know, mixers. That's what they call them now. They're like really, really big on this whole mixer thing. You know, somebody has to sponsor it. Somebody has to spend some money. All right? But these mixers are really, really nice for seniors to kind of get together and meet people and, you know. And so I think it's could be very, very intimidating. But, you know, we're here for advice if you need it. Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. Check it out on Amazon or go to my website at drdahlia.com.
Gold is a better way. Imagine doing business with a company that seeks to add massive value before asking for your business. My name's Adam Baratta. I'm the co-owner of Advantage Gold and the author of the national best-selling book, Gold is a Better Way. The book may not be for you, but the tens of thousands who've read it have been blown away to learn why gold is set to soar to over $10,000. We're so confident this book will change the way you think about investing, we've purchased 1,000 copies from the publisher and are giving them to serious investors. If you have an IRA or 401k with over $100,000, we'd like to send you your copy. Just text the word bestseller to 49776. That's bestseller to 49776. You can buy it on Amazon, go to Barnes & Noble, or text bestseller and get it for free. Text bestseller to 49776. That's bestseller to 49776. We promise to add massive value before ever asking for your business. Gold is a better way. Text bestseller to 49776.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. savory, and delicious. Wholesale priced for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.